Another computer virus is on the loose. It's spreading very quickly and has brought down a number of websites. There's no sign this computer program is linked in any way to the recent attacks by terrorists. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the timing of this virus is causing some additional anxiety.
The Attorney General of the United States doesn't usually spend time talking about computer attacks. That's normally left to the government's computer specialists. But John Ashcroft felt he had to dispel some understandable fears.
A new internet infection, designated NIMDA, was noted this morning. There is no evidence at this time which links this infection to the terrorist attacks of last week.
This virus, it's actually a computer worm, comes at a bad time for information technology folks. They've been busy all summer repairing the damage from Code Red, a vicious little computer bug that spread all over the world. But as bad as Code Red was, its impact was limited. Code Red only affected big central computers known as servers and left home users alone. NIMDA is much more clever, according to Steve Trilling of antivirus company Symantec.
First of all, it has a second mechanism that it spreads through, which is traditional email. So it comes as an attachment called readme.exe. And when you click on the attachment, as we've seen so many times before, it will send itself out to everyone in your email address book.
Trilling says that's one reason to be very careful before you open any attachments to emails. NIMDA is also proving to be somewhat difficult to eradicate. That's why NPR found itself in the same boat as countless other companies today, no email and limited access to the internet. Steve Trilling says that NIMDA victims must do their repairs carefully or they will be open to future security risks.
It actually can potentially compromise the security on your machine in such a way that other kinds of threats can now get into your computer.
Some computer hackers have been asking colleagues to sign on to a kind of cyber truce to leave computer systems alone since so many people were relying on the internet as they try to recover from last week's terror attacks. There have also been calls not to deface web pages related to Muslim or Middle Eastern culture. That strategy hasn't worked entirely. The official website of the Presidential Palace of Afghanistan was taken down by a computer attack. But Elias Levy of SecurityFocus.com says the predictions of a cyber war haven't really materialized.
I know that a lot of law enforcement, different agencies responsible for looking after critical infrastructure have been in heightened alert, but until this particular time, actually, things were fairly quiet.
Computer administrators were shocked at how rapidly the Code Red virus spread earlier this year. Damage from that virus is reckoned in the billions of dollars. Now the NIMDA program comes along, a smarter virus that has many ways to attack unsuspecting users. Virus fighters say this is the bane of their existence. Every day, virus writers are perfecting their craft, creating a new generation of smarter viruses that are harder to stamp out. Larry Abramson, NPR News.